Well, we have spent a lot of time over the last couple of weeks talking about our Nissan Chesed campaign. It is one of the things that we are focused on as we get closer and closer to Rosh Chodesh Nissan. And it will dominate our programming, I pray, I hope, during the 2 weeks between Rosh Chodesh Nissan and Pesach, as we remind everybody how important it is to reach out to others and be there for others, especially this time of year. Pesach's a very, very difficult time of year, to say the least. Well, for our brothers and sisters in the Ukraine, you can imagine how difficult not only this time of year is, you can imagine how difficult the last year has been since the invasion of Ukraine. And our friends at the Chabad of Poland are doing everything in their power to help Ukrainian Jewish refugees at all times, but especially now, prepare for the holiday of Pesach 2023. With us live via telephone is Rabbi Meir Stambler, co-director of Chabad of Poland. I want to call your attention to the website, saveajew.org. Pretty simple, right? Saveajew.org, where their campaign is going on as we speak. Rabbi Stambler, welcome to JM in the AM.
Thank you. Thank you for having us, Mayu.
How many members of our community, how many of our brothers and sisters would you suspect at this point have gone from the Ukraine to Poland in the last year?
It's difficult to have a clear number because in general, a few million Ukrainians in general flee from the Ukraine to Poland, and from Poland they continue to their next destination. But we assume that about 150,000 to 200,000 Jews left Ukraine via Poland. Many of them stays in Poland for longer terms. Some of them stay for short terms.
How many of them are dependent on Chabad of Poland? How many of them have crossed through your doors asking for help and expressing how desperate a situation they're in?
5,000.
Wow. And now it's time to not only help them with their basic needs that they need all year round, but now, of course, Pesach is coming up, and the need gets even greater.
Correct. For Pesach, we are getting a lot of calls. People are coming to us. People are calling us. We will have to supply Seder kits in a various way for 9,000 people.
Where are all these people living? Are they able to find housing? Are they able to adjust to life and, for them, a new country? How is it going for them?
This is very difficult for them. We are helping them as much as we can. Some of them are in Warsaw. Some of them are in other cities. Some of them are renting apartments. Some of them are being asked by local people. It's a big challenge to get accommodation.
Chabad of Poland, your headquarters is located in what city?
Warsaw.
And I would guess even before the Ukraine war or the Russia-Ukraine war, I would guess you always had a challenge to take care of everybody in general there. Now the need is only increased by those who are refugees who have come to Poland. Am I right that things were a challenge even before they got there?
You are right, but the scale and scope is completely different. The scale, the scope, the emergency, the urgency is something that we never thought of. We have local Jews in Poland. We have local Jewish foreigners in Poland. We have many Jewish tourists in Poland, youth and families going to heritage routes, to Holocaust routes. There is different transactions of Jews in Poland. But when you get like few hundred people per day knocking on your door, need help, and you don't have the help to provide them, this is frustrating.
It's estimated that to take care of a refugee from the Ukraine, it's $45 per day. Per week, it's $315. And per month, it is $1,260. Now, have you had to increase your staff? I would imagine that your army, the army of Chabad of Poland, has had to increase in order to go ahead and service all the people that are in need.
Yes, we increased dramatically. We raised between 10 130 people to our staff. Just, you can call them volunteering people, but these volunteering people has to be paid as well. And it's all in a different scale now, yes.
Unbelievable. Everybody out there, really, the bottom line is we have an obligation to help our brothers and sisters, and Chabad of Poland is making sure that the Ukrainian refugees, the Jewish men and women who've gone from the Ukraine to Poland, are being taken care of in the thousands, as you heard, thousands of people a year into the war who need to prepare for Pesach and need to have what they need for the upcoming holiday. The campaign, which is a charity campaign, has raised over $440,000, and we would like to help Chabad of Poland get to their goal. SaveAJew.org. Pretty simple website. In fact, I was shocked that that web address was still available, frankly. SaveAJew.org. That's where you go to help and to participate in the charity campaign and support the refugees from the Ukraine who are spending Yontif, at the minimum Yontif, some of them are there full time now, in Poland. Again, it's SaveAJew.org. And Rabbi Stambler, Pesach's going to be quite a challenge. You mentioned the staff and volunteers that have joined you to increase the presence amongst the Chabad of Poland administration. But aside from the kits and the different items that are being given out in order to help somebody who's a refugee get through Pesach, I would assume you're also going to have God knows how many people at the Seder that you're going to have to take care of as well, right?
Sure. We will have multiple Seder events all over Poland. In each of them, we will have a few hundred people. We are flying in young rabbis of Chabad from abroad to lead each Seder. At least two rabbis will be in each Seder. So we have like about between 200 to 300 people in each Seder, at least in five places. It's already over 1,000 people just in these Seders, beside our central Seder in Warsaw. We will be hosting probably 200 people for the whole Pesach, feeding them. People that are having no other settlement where to make all the Pesach, and they are observant kashrus and everything. So it's a big, big challenge. We are sending thousands of kids even to Ukraine. We are getting calls from people asking to get Seder kits and other stuff, and from local refugees in Poland. So it's a real massive operation.
SaveAJew.org. I see that the campaign is going pretty well so far, thank God.
Yes.
SaveAJew.org. Rabbi Stambler, could you describe for us the disposition of our brothers and sisters? You meet a lot of people. I'm sure you meet a lot of people who travel through Poland over the years. But here you're meeting people who have arrived in Poland probably with nothing, who have left their entire lives behind, who are desperately trying to find brothers and sisters like us to help them get through this situation. Could you describe the disposition? Could you describe the type of situations that these refugees are in when you first meet them?
Yes. Most of the refugees are women, mothers and grandmothers and children. The government of Ukraine does not allow to men from the age of 18 till the age of 60 to leave the country in order to be there for the war. So there are exceptions, of course, but most of the refugees who are coming are mothers, children, and grandmothers and grandparents. And some of them are, you can see on them that they are wealthy people, very well arranged and settled in their life before, but they run away from Ukraine sometimes, even without passports, without nothing. The Polish government let them in even without papers into the country. And they, you know, they come with nice bags, a nice dress, but nothing more on them. And they need something, diapers, they need food for the baby, they need accommodation at least for a few nights till they will get settled and get the documents and money from their sources.
The Jewish community has quite a history with Poland. You and I could talk for hours about that history. Are you shocked by the way the refugees, Jewish and not, have been welcomed by the Polish people?
I think it's, I don't know if to say I'm shocked, but I think it is something very nice and keen to say about this, and you cannot ignore it. It's something that shows that the world has changed dramatically. But especially for us Jews, always we used to be refugees from Poland away elsewhere. We never had the refugees came outside of Poland to Poland in the recent centuries at least. So this is a big change.
How many years are you involved in Poland?
18 years.
Wow. Kalakavod, Rabbi Stambler, I hope our listeners respond. You know, you're aware of the fact that we make a very big deal in general, but certainly this time of year, of reaching out and trying to help our brothers and sisters through our Nissan Chesed campaign. Obviously, this is going to be added to our Nissan Chesed campaign, saveajew.org, so that people out there can provide a little bit for the refugees that you're taking care of year-round, and especially during the holiday of Pesach. So we will. I'm going to hope that our listeners will pitch in and make this a priority. And all I could say is Kol HaKavod. Thank you so much for what you're doing.
I appreciate it very much, and I want to say a few words.
Sure.
That when I say that we helped till now thousands of people, so it means some of them we gave full accommodation with food, some of them we helped with medicine and with other arrangements. There is plenty of what to help to each one of them. And in order to help and listen to them, we need to have the time and to have, of course, the resources. We could not have do it without tremendous help that we got from Achenu, Bnei Israel, from all over. Yeah. In the beginning of the war, it was really encouraging to see the support we got from all over. But recently, people get used to it. You know, the war is already not something new. But unfortunately, the refugees are coming to us every day, and I cannot tell them that the people are tired from the story of the war. So really, without you, without Achenu Bnei Israel, we cannot do it. It's something, it's a big, big operation. So we are actually your boots on the ground. These refugees are not closer relatives to us than to you. We are simply bordering with them, so they come to us first. But actually, we are there, B'shem Klal Yisrael.
Yeah, these are our brothers and sisters, and they need to be taken care of. It's as simple as that. And as you heard, everybody, as you heard the rabbi just say, there are people getting tired of the war, and there are people who are less inclined to give because so much time has gone by already. Now is the time that we have to step up and make sure to be there. Give a donation, whatever you can, saveajew.org, saveajew.org. You're literally helping Chabad of Poland take care of our Jewish brothers and sisters who've left, most of them mothers and children who've left the Ukraine and are now seeking a refuge in Poland and are certainly seeking the ability to observe the holiday of Pesach as best as possible. Rabbi Stambler, what can I say? Kol HaKavod, thank you so much for joining us, and continue your amazing work.
Thank you very much. A kosher and freilich and Pesach.
A kosher and freilich and Pesach is right. Everybody out there, you know how important Moos Chitim is. You know how important it is Kimcha de Pischa. You know how important it is to give something. There are people who, frankly, are not that careful about giving all year round. But when it comes to pre-Pesach, they are very, very careful about giving. You know, Kol HaKavod to them for that part of it, that when Pesach arrives, people are very, very motivated to give. So please go to the website, saveajew.org, saveajew.org. Give something so that the Rabbi Stambler and his staff can help refugees from the Ukraine, our brothers and sisters, during this holiday of Pesach. It's America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program, heard on listener-sponsored digital radio. Around the world, the web at NahumSiegel.com, on the Nahum Siegel Network, and of course on the beloved NSN app.